This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Burt Show today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show.
So you are convinced that somebody tried to sabotage your wedding. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. I didn't believe it was a real thing until Kristen keeps finding these stories online, but I haven't heard from anybody saying, yeah, I know for sure this happened to me. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
My algorithm loves the wedding drama on social media. So I played you before a woman detailing a story about how she works at a wedding dress shop and got a phone call of a bride wanting to cancel her wedding dress. And she's like, something's not jiving here. She calls the bride. Turns out the bride's stepsister had been calling and canceling everything, canceled the venue, tried to cancel her wedding dress. I mean, talk about just shady. So then I come across at Party Planning by Krista on Instagram, and she shares stories of what's happened at some past weddings. And this is about a mother-in-law who wanted to invite somebody specific to the wedding and was going behind the bride's back to do so. So Krista is playing both parts here. She's playing the part of the bride and the part of the mother-in-law in a dramatic reenactment of the conversation between the two of them that will make your skin crawl.
Hannah, I think we've got a problem. Have you sent out all the wedding invitations already?
Yeah, I have. I mean, the wedding's the month away.
Well, that's really weird because I just got off the phone with Kayla and she said she never received an invitation.
Kayla? As in Brandon's ex-fiance, Kayla?
Well, yes. Do you know another Kayla?
No, but I'm just confused why you would want me to invite my fiance's ex-fiance to the wedding.
Because she's family. She's like the daughter I never had. Why wouldn't you invite her?
Because she's my fiance's ex-fiance.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't that seem a little weird to you?
Oh, Hannah, it's not like that. We just all love her so much. She just became a part of our family. So wherever we go, she goes.
Look, I know you guys are super close with her, and you guys still are very much involved in each other's lives, and I've been very supportive and understanding about that. I mean, especially a lot having her around for the holidays still, but I didn't say anything because I just don't feel like it's my place. But I do feel like I need to draw a boundary somewhere, and that boundary is my wedding.
I'm sorry, are we supposed to just stop inviting her to the family holidays? And what is she gonna think when she sees all the pictures of all of us at a family wedding and she's not invited?
I really don't know how I can explain this further for you. It's just weird for me. It's my fiance's ex. Like, I don't know what else I'm supposed to say.
Well, this is just really disappointing. I thought you were inviting her this whole time, so I already invited her to nails, to hair and makeup. She was gonna be there to help us in your wedding day, and she was really wanting to be a part of it. So it's really disappointing. You can't look past it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Have you actually talked to Brandon about this? I'm gonna call him.
Wow.
You're gonna have to unpack a little bit of that for me.
Okay, so this is the mother-in-law talking to her future daughter-in-law. So this she's talking to the woman who's engaged to her son.
Right.
She is still BFF with her son's ex-fiance. So the woman that he was going to marry before the woman he's marrying now is still very tight with the family. So tight, in fact, she refers to her as the daughter she never had. She invites her to, like, she's at family holidays. So imagine being there at, like, with your fiance and his family, and his ex-fiance is at Thanksgiving, is at Christmas.
No.
So mother-in-law hits her up, and she's like, why didn't Kayla get an invitation? But I've invited her. She was going to get her nails done with us. Like, you're supposed to be there on your wedding day, getting your nails, your hair, and your makeup done, sitting next to your groom's ex-fiance. Like, what the hell? That is so messed up. So at Party Planning by Krista, she does a bunch of these, like, reenactment videos. There's a part three to this story where now the bride is married. She's in the family, and somebody else is getting married in the family, and it's special, to say the least.
You know what we got to do tomorrow is we have to ask Burt Show listeners. You for sure know that your in-laws like your exes better than you. Like, they,
that's a great question.
Some of them probably have told them straight up, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't think we get a shortage of calls, unfortunately.
And that's exactly what's happening here. Yeah, it's very apparent to her that you refer to her as the daughter I never had.
That's pretty much it right there.
That is insane. And she even had to explain that. You'd think that would be self-explanatory.
Mm-mm.
This is The Burt Show.